Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 16. You're going to hear a talk about education. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? In today's ultra-competitive, globalized world, there is one thing a student can do to get ahead. Take advantage of one of the many programs available to study abroad. In the widest sense of the term education, a period abroad can widen one's own horizons, expose people to new ways of living and thinking, and generally make for a well-rounded individual. It can also be quite instructive to see a new education system in practice, to see your subject studied in a different way. Chances are, if you're planning on studying abroad, one of the major draws is the opportunity to study a foreign language. Studying abroad grants you the opportunity to completely immerse yourself in a new language, and there is no better way to learn than to dive right in. When you finish your study abroad program and return home, you will return with a new perspective on culture, language skills, a great education, and a willingness to learn. Needless to say, all of these are very attractive to future employers. However, it might not be for everyone. The first thing that puts people off is homesickness. We are creatures of habit, and starting a completely new life somewhere without any home comforts can be difficult. Likewise, culture shock is another widely reported problem when studying abroad. Not knowing the customs, feeling alienated, even not liking the local food, all of these can turn a good study abroad experience into a negative one. Finally, the cost of such a project is also sometimes quite prohibitive. Between flights, accommodation, and all that essential sightseeing, studying abroad is not something to be done on a small budget. Having said all that, travel is getting cheaper, and the novelty that can cause homesickness or culture shock is part of the charm. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that shouldn't be missed out on. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what advantages and disadvantages the speaker gives of studying abroad. Are you ready? In today's ultra-competitive, globalized world, there is one thing a student can do to get ahead. Take advantage of one of the many programs available to study abroad. In the widest sense of the term education, a period abroad can widen one's own horizons, expose people to new ways of living and thinking, and generally make for a well-rounded individual. It can also be quite instructive to see a new education system in practice, to see your subject studied in a different way. Chances are, if you're planning on studying abroad, one of the major draws is the opportunity to study a foreign language. Studying abroad grants you the opportunity to completely immerse yourself in a new language, and there is no better way to learn than to dive right in. When you finish your study abroad program and return home, you will return with a new perspective on culture, language skills, a great education, and a willingness to learn. Needless to say, all of these are very attractive to future employers. However, it might not be for everyone. The first thing that puts people off is homesickness. We are creatures of habit, and starting a completely new life somewhere without any home comforts can be difficult. Likewise, culture shock is another widely reported problem when studying abroad. Not knowing the customs, feeling alienated, even not liking the local food, all of these can turn a good study abroad experience into a negative one. Finally, the cost of such a project is also sometimes quite prohibitive. Between flights, accommodation, and all that essential sightseeing, studying abroad is not something to be done on a small budget. Having said all that, travel is getting cheaper, and the novelty that can cause homesickness or culture shock is part of the charm. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that shouldn't be missed out on. Now tell me what advantages and disadvantages the speaker gives of studying abroad. You have 1 minute to talk.